yesterday we were discussing with Shainim the Ramachalik Gabi, whether we say Mitaych on a Gilgal, whether it's Hainez Bari or it's Hainez Shema. Explain the Shaila, Hakira, what is the get there of Mitaych? Tutsadim were, do we say that the Yisraelim Mitaych is really that every time the Torah is Mechayiv Ashur, that's when the Torah is Mechayiv Mammon. The Echad says they borrowed money, he's Kayfer. So that's him, is Chayiv Mammon. Elamai, if you want to swear, you can pat yourself in Chayiv Mammon. So, Mel, if you don't want to swear, or if you can't swear, then the default is a Chayiv Mammon. That's one way of understanding what the Gedder Mechayiv is. And Abraham just showed me that in the Vayayinim of Basra, in the Sugu Naskh Rabba, Vayayinim is mashed like that, on this side for sure. When he describes Mitaych, he says, Din Shvua, Shechayva Taira Kachi. A yishba shvua shechay v'tayra yishalei hilkoch zeshe toyin in chatvi di chatvi case of nasir rabba ve'erechod saw him take the silver. He claims that it was his, so he can't be ve'erechod, he can't swear against ve'erechod. Ve'erechod says it's his. In order to be mach to swear shvua ve'erechod, he has to swear that he didn't take it. Ve'erechod says he took it, he has to swear that he didn't take it. That's the shayla where we say mitaych. Since he can't swear, he has to pay. That's the sugi mitaych over there. It's kivon. He says mekain. Since the erechad says he took it, he can't be machish day. So he can't swear the shvu of the Torah. Harei ha'ed b'mok mishnayim. Harei ilu hu yishnayim me'idim shechotaf anascha v'adah hei mishalot lo. Inem loy medichatvi. To him come and say he took it. He claims no, it was mine. It was Cheska of Chazaka of that guy. To him come and say he took it. You can't say, no, it was mine. Right? Merely by Erechad also. Erechad also. To Erechad Bill is like Shnayim, he says. Yeah? And Merely, that's the Yisrael Mitaych. Because that's him, Kilo is a Chiyav here. As if there's two Aidim here. Let's say you owe the money. Right? If you can't, if you could swear, because in the day, if you can't swear, then you have to pay. That's what he says. He says that's the same thing by all shuvos. He says, "Yeah, I did Rabbi Yisrael bein mishuvos chayv to erechod by the mikzas." So this idea seems to be in Rabbi Yaina that's the side of mitaych. That was the first mahal. The second mahal we suggested, al pi Rosh Yeshiva, that's a mitaych. Mitaych is a new chiyuv. Mitaych is a new chiyuv. Dahainu, that really shvua, the Torah is mechayiv you, is that, it's a shvua. The chiyuv is the Torah of shvua, shvua zerecha, shvua mitzvahs, shvua zeshaimim, all the chiyuv is shvua, is really just the chiyuv shvua. And this that you could pay to get out of the shvua, that's just exactly that. If I pay, then I don't have to swear, because he's coming to pay me money. If I pay the money, then there's no need to swear. I'm paying. But that's the chiyuv is really just a chiyuv shvua. I can get out of my chiyuv and vara de shvua by paying. So if you're that sad, if we want to say that even if you're that sad, there's mitaych. Then the pshat would have to be that the mitaych is a new chiyuv. Then you need a pasuk. Then mitaych would have to be that's a new chiyuv mamon. Then mitaych would have to be that's not the default. If I can't swear, I have to pay. Then there has to be a pasuk tell me there's a new chiyuv mamon. Normally you only have to swear. If I can't swear, shachar, normally you should be potter. If I can't swear, I should be potter. I can't do it. I'm an itis. What can I do? So if we want to say mitarich even mechiyah gavna, then the pshat is it has to be. I'm going to put a pasuk. There's nuchi mamon that's generated by the fact that you can't swear.
Where's the pasuk?
There's a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk. He is also mashmi. You don't need a pasuk. But the Arshim say you do need a pasuk. So we suggested yesterday that Agapan will be the first mahalach in Mitaych. Then maybe we could understand the difference between Tainis Bar and Tainis Shema by Gilgal. Rishayim say that if this Tainis Shema by Gilgal, right? So we said then by Gilgal is it, first, which we explained the sheet is that say Bechal there's no effect by Gilgal. So what do we say? Because it could be the whole chiv by the Shvu of Gilgal is Zichon Arachiyim Mammon. There's no reason to think that he owes the money. It's not the term. He's swearing anyways, so you have to swear more. So therefore that would explain the Shita that Bechal, there's no Gilgal. There's no Matarach on the Gilgal. If you the first Mahal, that the Matarach is always a Pshat because you have a Chiyah Maman. That's why if you can't swear, you have to pay, because that's a default Chiyah Maman. By Gilgal, the Zichanat, or Pasht is not that the Chiyah Maman. So there's Pashas of Chiyav Shvuah, because we have no reason to think that you owe everything else just because you have to make a Shvuah on this thing, right? Now, so maybe we said, could be the Hezber of the, that was the Hezber, the Havmin of the Rabban, of the Ravid, the Rosh brings down, the Maskana of the Ravid, what the Rabban says, the Ravid brings down, is that the difference between Tainis Bar and Tainis Shama. Even by Gilgal, if the tain is bari, so then we can say maybe there is a chiyav mamon. At least the tain is bari, so maybe that generates a chiyav mamon. Meila, it's shayach mitaych, because the default again is a chiyav mamon. Shenki matan shema, then there's no reason again to think the b'chal is a chiyav mamon. Meila, it's only chiyav shvuah. If it's only chiyav shvuah, then there's no mitaych. There's only chiyav shvuah. If you that again, if you the first side of the chakira, what makes mitaych? Adkan, what we said yesterday. Now, the truth of the matter is, there's two points that have to be made over here. One is that if that's true, then we might have a problem. Yeah, we might have a steer in the rush. I was promised it yesterday. Nobody jumped on it. It was the Rosh in the beginning of Masechta. The Machlokes in the Rosh and the Ramban whether Eid Masayaya patters from a Shvuah. You know, Eid Echad is Machayev a Shvuah. Let's say the Nitva, I made the Mikzah, so any Shvuah, Shvuah the Shaimrim, with the Nitva has an Eid Echad on his side to say that he doesn't owe the money. I made the 50, yeah? 50, I say, I'm kaifer, so I have to swear. Let's have an echad, I don't know 50. Echad says, he was there, b'shas ta'avon, it was only 50. So the Rosh says, look, if echad could be mechayim b'shvuah, echad could also pater b'shvuah. The Ramban says no. He means the right for the case of Sech HaPara mechaveiro v'shil acher. That, why do we say, so why is he chayiv over there? Because of Mataych. Why is the Sarech chayiv? Because he doesn't know what happened. He can't swear. So the man says, the man's assuming the reason why he chayv is because of Mataych. He can't swear. First Shaymer can't swear what happened. He wasn't there. In fact, Ramban, one second. We have the second Shaymer, Zerechad. He does know what happened, right? He knows that it was Meis Kadarka. So why can he come to Beis Din? He made it in favor of the first Shaymer. And then we'll say, Erechad will pater the first Shaymer from swearing. You know, he himself can swear. But Echad
that is made like him. If an echad could pater shvua, ein masiya pater shvua. So why can't I pater the shomer shemasal shomer? Elamai, it must be that ein masiya is can mechayev shvua. Eid can't pater shvua. The Rosh Yeah. So the Rosh himself says, it's not right from there. Rosh says, not right. He says, Yesh Makshim Hevel? Silly question. Yesh Makshim Hevel, the Rosh said. Rosh is Simon Gimel. Yesh Makshim Mehod Esnan. Seich Baruch Haveir, Vashil Acher, Meis Kedarka, Yesh Baruch Haseicha, Shemeis Kedarka, Vashal Yumashal Maseicha. Ama Yesh Baruch Haseicha, Ala Shal Meir. He's going to get the shayla's made. According to my name, the seichel's potter. Why did he swear? Why can't he just use the shayla? Nearly the kosher medium. The masnis and dina kamashma. The seichel niftim. Okay. Second. Sorry. Yesh makshim hevel. Madam lekaman. Shemesh shemasla shemer. Not in the case of the Mishnah. Shemesh shemasla shemer. Shemesh shemasla shemer. Chayim. Don't be happy with the Shvua. Hey, claim him the Shvua. Right? So it's the first time he can't swear because first time he can't swear. The second one he doesn't believe. Right? Therefore he's Chayiv. The man says, Alts Mataych. So why don't we say, they should be Potter, Alts Eidem Asayeh. Look, Hashemidi, the Chayuv of the Rishon, the Shvua, the Eniyach, the Shabahu. When writes Laman in the Shua Shashani, but it's Chayil Rishon Maman, the Ein Erech Apayit Mechiv Maman. Says the Rosh, there's no right from there. Because the first Shimer, being that he can't swear, he doesn't know what happened. And the Bayam doesn't believe the second Shimer. So therefore, there's no Shua Shashani over here. So Mel what? He has a Chiv Maman. Nu Erechad could pater Shvua. Erechad can't pater Chiv Maman. He can't pat the chiyuv mamon because it's ready mitayich. Again, Shemesh was Reuven gave to Shimon. Yeah, Reuven doesn't know what happened. Shimon knows what happened. Reuven can't swear that it was Meisa Kedarka, and the Baalim doesn't believe Shimon. Says the Rambam, 1 second, but let Shimon be an Eid Echad. Let Shimon pater Reuven from swearing as an Eid Echad if Eid Masiyah paters a Shavuah. El Mai Eid Messiah doesn't pater Shvua. Says the Rosh, what are you talking about? Eid Messiah pater Shvua. It doesn't pater Mammon. And over there, since the first Shaymer can't swear, Metash Yechash of Mashalim is Chiyah Mammon. The Chiyah Mammon. Eid Messiah can't pater Chiyah Mammon. It's not the Machiyah Shvua, it's the Chiyah Mammon. It was a chiv mammon that was generated from a chiv shvua. By the end of the day, what is it right now? What is it? A chiv mammon. Eidecha can't pater a chiv mammon. Yeah?
According to the Rosh, it was more that we can't say that there is. We can't give you a chiyah shvua because you can't swear, so then there's no chiyah shvua. There was never a chiyah shvua to begin with to say mitayach. It was just mitayach, so therefore there's no shvua, and that's why it's just a chiyah mamon. The Ramban is holding that there.
What's the same? So chayra, this machlokes over here might be totally in the chakir that we said before. Why is it? Maybe that's what Nils is scratching about it. That. The Hainu, if we say that the chiyuv of metayich is a new chiyuv mammon. If you can't swear, then it's chal new chiyuv mammon, right? Then you can understand the rush. Then you can understand the rush, the chiluk, whether or not we're talking about a chiyuv shvur or a chiyuv mammon. Chiyuv shvur when there's no metayich, or chiyuv mammon. Dahainu, that if the guy could swear, so Echad works it pats him from the Shechiv Shvur. So Mela, he's Pater from the moment also. But if the Gedra Mitaich, right, Mitaich is a Nuchi of Mammon. Mitaich is a Nuchi of Mammon. So then, okay, now it's chiyamamim, and I can't pass it. Now the Chayr, the Rosh, if you say in the Rosh, there's no difference between mitin any yachol l'shava, or any roitz l'shava, so then hay b'machalik, whether it's yachol or any yachol. What is the Rosh saying? Erech kapata shvur, yeah? But with any yachol l'shava, they have a kapat because chiyuv mammon. That means, by definition, the rosh be machalik between any roitz l'shava and yachol l'shava. Because if there's no difference, batzim, so vivai that the echad paters the shvur when he could swear, right? Then he pater the shvur when he can swear. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. There's no difference between Achiv Shvur or Keis and Metaich. So therefore, if Ed Echad could pater, even though it's Achiv Mammon, so you would have to say in the Rosh, if that was true, that Ed Echad is as if he swore. So even when it's any Yachol. Bekitzer, the feet of first side of our Hakira. Yeah, there's no difference between ein roitz l'shava and yachol l'shava. Yeah, so if it echad pater is a shvur, then even if it's an yachol it's about the pater. However, you can work it out why it does pater, but it shouldn't make a difference. Nothing is different with the fact that it's an yachol l'shava. The only way to understand the rosh is to say that batzem by when the guy doesn't want to swear, that's him zechiyah shvur. All is zechiyah shvur. No chiyamam. You don't want to swear, you have to pay to pat yourself for the shvur. So that we say, echad could pat you for the shvur. Echad pats me for the shvur. I don't have to pay. I'm pat for my chiyah shvur. So the Rosh, but by the case of any yachol, we can swear, right? So now it's a new chiyamam. Generated by the Pesukim. There's no Chiyuv Mammon. So now it's a Chiyuv Mammon. A Chiyuv Mammon, Erech can't pater. Erech can't pater a Chiyuv Mammon. So Chayra, it's Mukh and the Rosh, that Metoich, it's not the default. Metoich Yechol Shav Meshalim, not because Tashlum is the default. Metoich Yechol Shav Meshalim says that Betz Mev Chiyuv Shvua. If you can't swear, there's a new parasha called Metoich. That L'chaira would be the Hezber and the Rosh. If that's true, then L'chaira Shvei Bayas. And Harei the Rosh brought down this Pshat. The Rosh just said that the Teretz, that there's no Mitoich by Gilgal, yeah? The Teretz is no Mitoich by Gilgal doesn't answer the world's problems. Doesn't answer all three kashas, he said. Right. Teretz no mitoich by Gilgal answers the kasha mitoich. Yeah, this answers the kasha. And why we say this chayv mishnah al mitoich without an extra shvur? Teretz al Gilgal. Yeah, so with all the kashas, didn't answer. All the kasha they should have to swear, right? Al Gilgal. So the second case. The Serkha says it was, yeah. So he says he's partly, you have to swear. That doesn't, even though there's no talk about Gilgal, okay, but there is a Gilgal, you have to swear. His Rosh doesn't answer that question. So maybe he looks for other answers. But Batsam, he was okay with this mahalach of saying there's no matak on Gilgal. Right? So the way, at least the head, we said, why is there no matak on Gilgal? Is because Gilgal is just a chiyah shvua ba'alma. Hashem can regular shvua. To explain the shita, there's no matak period on the Gilgal. Right? What we say to Hasbir is, because matak, because there's a fundamental difference between Gilgal Shavuah and any other Shavuah. Every other Shavuah is a built-in Chiyah Mammon. And that's why that's the Yisrael of Mataych. Shein Gilgal is just a Chiyah Shavuah. So you can't urinitis. Right? So then the Chayr is steering the Rosh. But if the Rosh held, there's no difference between Ein Reitz and Yachol, there's no Chiddush of Mataych, then how could the Rosh say that Erechot could pater Shvua, not in the case of Mataych, but can pater a moment in the case of Mataych? The Hezbollah, that Rosh, has to be that by Mataych it's a Nuchi Mammon. If Mataych is Nuchi Mammon, then even by Gilgal we should have that. If we say Mataych is Nuchi Mammon, right, what does that mean? Mataych says Zachiv Shvua. Yeah. There's a parasha Mataych that says that anyone that can swear has to pay. So Nuchi Yimamim is generated by the fact that you can't swear. No, so Gilgal, why should Gilgal be any different? Gilgal is also Chiv Shvua. Gilgal Chiv Shvua. Still Chiv Shvua. And what does Mataych say? Anytime you have Chiv Shvua, if you can't swear, you have to pay. Chor Ol Dima Gilgal. So Agapanim the Rosh, Lachar the Hezbo, we said yesterday, in what's different between Gilgal and regular Shul Gad Metaych, in the Rosh, it might not work. In the Rosh, it might not work. If it's a different Svara, which maybe fits better than the Rosh of Rishayim, just that. That's Tam. So the Chiv Shvua of Gilgal is a weaker Chiv. Yeah? The Chiv Shvua of Gilgal is a weaker Chiv. The Atzim Chiv Shvua is weaker. Memela, Azah Chiv Shvua, in a case where you can't swear, cannot generate a Chiv Mammon. Rosh and Rosh is Shvua that's Ba, Ida Gilgal, Lo Yechmiru Kulahai, Shnaim Erbai, Yeni Yach Lashav Mishale. He wasn't arriving. Half gav deka lay Gilgal Shvua. Shem im yachol. Shein, hey, also arrived it even. Shein koyach al Gilgal chazak lechay veimamay. Yeah. So true, met the lashon of the arrived, right? Was not. It wasn't really so mashma like the pshat I was saying yesterday. Api the chakira of the achrayim. The Rosh Yeshiva. Lashon arrived really bothered me a little bit. Lashon Raiv it is, the way I was saying was, what's the pshat? That by Gilgal Shvua, it's not a Chiyuv Mammon. Right? I mean, the default is not a Chiyuv Mammon. It starts and ends with Chiyuv Shvua. So Melech is no Mataych.
He's going to say like the other
time. One second. What?
He'll say like the other time.
No, but then why is there a difference between Gilgal and not Gilgal? I'm saying that was... What I'm saying, but now...
There isn't. You'll say, like, not the
Rosh
Yeshiva
time. Fine. That's what I'm saying now. The Lashon of the Ravid, even Lashon of the Ravid, I think, is not mashma the way he wanted to say yesterday. What's the lashon of the Ravid? Even stronger than the lashon of the Rosh, he says, "She'en koyach ha'gilgul chazak l'chayev imamai k'she'en yochel l'shava." Makan l'man u'davar zevein. Yeah, so he says lashon that the koyach of the gilgul is not so strong to make a chayev imamai when you can't swear. Right. So that lashon is always more is much more like I'm saying today in the Rosh. That the pshat is, Loyim, I'll tell you, that the gather of metayich is not that the default is mammon, and the difference between any roitz and any yachol, the hainu, that's it's only chiyuv shvuah. Every shvuah is only chiyuv shvuah. So what's the gather of metayich? Not like a ben yayina. Not ben yayina. The chiyuv metayich is because you have a chiyuv mammon. Because whatever it is that generated the Chiyuv Shvuah generated the Chiyuv Mammon. Shad is that no, Vad is the Chiyuv Shvuah. Narvas, there's a parasha of Matayach on the Torah which says that when you can't swear, you have to pay. Says the Ravid that Gilgul Shvuah is a weak Shvuah. The whole Mechayiv of Gilgul Shvuah is weak because of Moshal. Moide Mikzas, we have a reason to Mechayiv the guy. Erecha, Shvuah Shoimrim, Shoim gives Svaras, we have reason to Mechayiv the guy. Therefore, there's a strong mechayev for a shvuah. So then we can say, okay, that's the Torah tells me that in a life and you can't swear, then the chiyuv shvuah becomes a chiyuv mammon. The chiyuv shvuah becomes a chiyuv mammon when you can't swear. Hashem came by shvuah of Gilgal, where Batsam, there is no real reason for us to suspect that because he has to swear about the $50 that he was made the mikzas, all of a sudden he owes also the $5,000 he's claiming he owes. There's no real svar over here by Gilgul. Elamai, there it says the Gilgul Shvuah. So Meil there, the whole nature of the Shvuah is weak. The whole mechayiv of the Shvuah is weak. So Meil, Zok the Raivin, Zok the Rosh, Azaz Arts Shvuah is not strong enough to generate a chiyuv mammon. But often that you can't swear. Okay. Now, the Megasif, after he makes his chiluk between Metayach by Gilgal by Tanis Bari. And the Tech Bagil Matain is Shama. Zot Mukyasev goes on to a seemingly unrelated topic. He makes the same chiluk between Tainis Bari and Tainis Shama, Lugabe, a whole different issue. And that is, let's say a guy in a situation of Gilgul Shvuah, he doesn't want to have to swear all the millions of dollars that the guy is throwing at him now, right? So he figures, okay, so I'll just pay up the original, I'll pay it for the original shvuah, the $50 that he was made to mix this on. So $50, it's worth it. He doesn't have to swear all these shvuahs. Yeah, the guy's throwing at him. Does that work or not? Yeah? So being a Rishalmi, the Shalmi says that no, you can't pay. Once he's megalgal the shvuah, he pay all, double or nothing. Either you pay everything, or you swear. There's no svara to say, oh, but what would have been this svara? Svara would have been, if I pay for the first shvuah, right? I pay, right? So now there's no shvuah anymore, right? No shvuah anymore. So there's no gilgul, right? There's no gilgul. That would be the logic. So Dr. Shalmi, no, we don't say that. We say it's a chiyuv shvuah. The Kayak Gilgul, you have a Chiyuv Shvuah. You don't want to swear, pay. I get the other Shvuah. Oh, Abizak Mugi Yosef. There's a chiluk between when a tiny is buried, tiny is shamma. There's a chiluk between a tiny is buried, tiny is shamma. Yeah? Miu. Yeah, Amroy.
That he can't.
So first of all, when he says Chal in Bari and Shammah, he's talking about the original Shvuah or the Gilgul?
The original.
Huh? Zevi says the original.
That's his whole, that's where he wants
the... So what's the Chaluk? What's the Chaluk in Gai? So what's the difference if the Tanya is Shammah, the Tanya is Bari? Ram Stumen. What's the difference if the Tanya is Bari, the Tanya is Shammah, whether or not by paying the original Shvuah, you're going to pop that everything else? Does it make a difference? So it could be, maybe along the lines that we said yesterday. The Hainu. Right? We want the Mechalik between Tainis Bar and Tainis Shemel. Gabi, what is the nature of the Shvuah? If the Tainis Bari, and the nature of the Shvuah is, if his hand is Bari, and the nature of the Shvuah is Achiv Mamre. The nature of the Shvuah is either pay or sway. Achiv Mamre is part of the Shvuah. Right? So that's the Achiv Shvuah, and the way to get out of the Shvuah is by paying. No. By the time it's Bari, it's Achiv Mamre. Hashem gave Shammah. So yesterday we were talking about by Gilgal, between Bari and Shammah. Yeah. Now perhaps what Megayis is saying is maybe even in the original Shvuah, like Zevi is saying, even the original Shvuah maybe is different between Tanya's Bari and Tanya's Shammah. The Hainu. If the nature of the Shvuah, the nature of the Chiyuv Shvuah, yeah, is a Chiyuv Mamon, right? So what are you going to say? Oh, I paid the mammon, right? I paid the mammon, and therefore I don't have to swear on the Gilgal. Let's say he swore the first Shvuah. Yeah. And you say, oh, I don't have to swear anymore, so there's no Gilgal. Right? That's ludicrous, right? That's what Gilgal Shvuah is.
Do you do it all in one Shvuah, or do you do it in two separate Shvuahs?
It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
Okay, that takes the focus off what we're trying to do here. Okay? So, therefore, if the whole nature of the Chiyuv Shvuah, Atzim Chiyuv Mamon, just like if he swears, yeah, you don't say, oh, no Gilgal. So if he pays, that's doing the Shvuah. That's doing your Chiyuv. So when you're telling me, oh, there's no Gilgal Shvuah because I'm paying. That's doing the Shvuah. That's doing the Chiyuv of the Shvuah. Paying is doing the Chiyuv of the Shvuah. Right? Paying is not patting you for the Chiyuv of the Shvuah. Paying is, that's your Chiyuv. Right? So paying, so therefore if you pay, so he paid, so what? It's still a Gilgal Shvuah. Paying doesn't take away Gilgal Shvuah. Because paying is a kiyum of the Chiyuv Shvuah. That's it. It's a kiyum of the Chiyuv of the Shvuah. What's the Chiyuv of the Shvuah? It's the pay. Pay or swear. It's a kiyum of what the Shvuah is Mechayev. Yeah. So therefore, says Yerushalmi, that good you paid. So what? Now you have everything else. So you gotta deal with everything else now. Ashenkin. If it's Shema. Ashenkin. If it's Shema. There Ken Zayin. And there the nature of the Chiyuv Shvuah is what? Chiyuv Shvuah. The nature of the Chiyuv Shvuah is that. A Chiyuv Shvuah. Just a Chiyuv Shvuah. Right? So now, what do we say? You have Chiyuv Shvuah. Yeah? But if you pay, what does that do? That preempts the Shvuah. What does paying do? What does paying do if you have a Chiyuv Shvuah? I have a Chiyuv Shvuah. How can I get away? How can I get away? I have a Chiyuv Shvuah. How can I pay? Yeah? What is paying, do we explain?
Getting rid of it.
Paying says, it's not negated of the Shvuah. What is paying saying? By paying, what am I doing? I'm saying it's not negated of the Shvuah. You're being to pay me $100, right? Right? So I have to swear to my buyer that I don't owe the money. But if I pay, then there's no need for the Shvuah. Paying is mevatel b'chiyuv shvuah at its source. Paying says that you're being to pay me money, right? Shvuah zerecha, shvuah my mitzvahs, whatever the shvuah is. So I'm b'chiyuv shvuah. What happens if I pay? Okay, I'm saying it's not a geir shvuah. But I pay. It's not a geir shvuah. It preempts the shvuah. So meila zaktiv mukiyasev. Okay. If what you did was you nipped it in the bud, you mevatel the chiyuv shvuah. So what's shai gilgal? It's not shai gilgal. If the pshat is by paying is a kiyum of the chiyuv shvuah, say it. So it's still gilgal. But if paying is mevatel the chiyuv shvuah, if paying is saying that it's not negay of the chiyuv shvuah, because I took care of the problem. I took care of the problem at its source. Which is the din? Do I owe you money or not? I took care of the problem. B'sharoshoi, memela, I was mabatul b'chiyev shvuah by paying. Memela's no chiyev shvuah. I'm paying is no chiyev shvuah. So memela, if I was mabatul b'chiyev shvuah, talking about Yosef, then there's no guilt anymore.
Is Yerushalmi going to be both in Bari and Shema, or just in Bari?
He's not coming to argue the Shalmi, he's by the Shalmi. One second, but Balfizeh comes out, yeah? That this chil that we're making between Bari and Shema is not only Lagabe the Gilgal, but it's even Lagabe the original Shvuah. Right? Till now, we're handling the Lagabe Gilgal Shvuah. We can say Batz Gilgal Shvuah, there's no Chiv Mammon, right? It's only Stam, Chiv Shvuah. And we say, oh, maybe if there's a Tanis Bari, it's Chiv Mammon, right? But now we're saying, this chil between whether the Chiv Shvuah is Batz Chiv Mammon, or it's a Chiv Shvuah, and the chil between Bari and Shema, if we want to use this to explain to Yushalmi, like Zevi said, the Bari and Shema over here is in the original Shvuah. That means the original Shvuah is not Gilgal. I mean, even the original Shvuah being machal between Bari and Shema, the Gabi, what is the nature of the Chiyuv Shvuah? What is the nature of the Chiyuv Shvuah? So it's interesting because in the Ramban, so what would be well, where's Nafkamin in this? What would be if you have a Shvuah where it's Tain Hashem? Right? Is there Matayach on a Shvuah of Tain Hashem? If you put these two shahs together. Again, yesterday and the beginning of today, we're doing a Matayach, right? By, no Matayach by Hashem, right? By Gilgal. No Matayach by Bari, right? And now we're saying, why is Matayach? Because Shema is just Chiyuv Shvuah, there's no Matayach. Right? That's what we said yesterday, the beginning of today, not in the rush. First Mahalach we said. But now we're going back to that Mahalach. Not in the rush. We're going in the Mugayas and the Rabban. Right? So now. So yesterday we're talking about when the Shema on a Gilgal is no Matayach. What about Shema of the original Shvuah? Is there Matayach?
Only in
Shema. No, okay.
In the
Iker Shvuah. No, I'm talking about. I want to know. Most of Shvuah is a Shemrim. Where's Tain Hashem? Is there a Matayach by Shvuah is a Shemrim? Because the way we're saying now, what we added in the Mugayasif, the Chilub Dimbari and Shema, Gabi, what the nature of the Shvuah is, whether it's Chiyav Mamun or Chiyav Shvuah, applies even Gabi the original Shvuah. Not just the Gabi Gilgal. That's what we're saying now in the Mukyasif. Because he's using Ilgabe when you want to pay the original Shvuah in Mechal Dimbar and Shema. Did I lose everyone?
So here in Shema you will be mitaych.
So the way we're saying now, the chiluk, fundamental chiluk between Tanis Baran and Tanis Shem b'Shvua, whether it's Mammon or Shvua, applies to individual Shvua. So if that's true, then even by the original, whether or not the Shvua Matarich, by Shvua itself, whether there's a difference in Baran and Shema, Tanis Baran and Tanis Shem, Moshul, Shvua is a Shemrim. So then, Fidr Ban, there'll be no Shvua, Fidr Ban, there's no quotes, there'll be no Shvuas Shaimrim, there'll be no Matayach by Shvua Shaimrim, because only Shema.
But Yossi can still hold his Matayach, right? Because he can say Matayach is a Svara like.
No, he says he puts them together. Right, so now, so is that Shvua or not? Is it Matayach by Shvua Shaimrim? We're learning Shaimrim the whole year, is it Matayach by Shaimrim? So we have Ridvan of Lamed Hay that brings down Ramban, yeah, that discusses what happens if the first Shema doesn't know. So Ramban says he has to swear that he doesn't know. And if any day, Misriyafti. The Rabbi says any day, Praticha. So we ask what happened to Matarich. Alright? So the Volish Tosa, but that's Ramban. Right? We understand that now. Why? Because Rav is the one that brings down Aramban, right? Rav brings down Aramban. Now what? There's no Matayach by Shema. Why? Because it's just a Chiyah Shua. There's no Matayach when it's just a Chiyah Shua. And by Shema it's a Chiyah Shua. And Ramban will tell us now that it's even not just by the Gilgul. It's even by the Shemesh Shua itself. Like Mukheris wants extended to the case to the Gavi the Shaila of paying for the Iker by the Pazim and the Gilgul. But that's the Ritva's version of the Ramban on the Flamin Hay. It comes out bad, so there's no Matayach on the Gilgul. There's no Matayach on the Shvua Shaimrim. There's no Matayach on the Shvua Shaimrim. Why? Because Shvua Shaimrim is Tayna Shema. By Tayna Shema, what's the nature of the Shvua? Shvua Ba'amah. There's no Matayach. Like we said yesterday. Oh, problem is, the Dovah reminded us yesterday, and that we just saw today, the Ramban the Mechames holds there is Matarich. By the Ramban the Mechames, in the beginning of the parish, maybe a second though, holds there is Matarich by Shvuas Hashem. That's where he handles whether there's, that's what we just mentioned before, the Mechlegs with the Rosh. Whether we say and we say apathos or not. What was it? Yeah. Shemesh also shemesh. Am I chayy? Shall I ekir chiyy mishum the habrish mechuyy shu shayach l'shav mishalim? Why is the first Shema Chayyim? We can't swear. Quotes the Bahag and the Shulchas. So but why does the Eirach of Eirach say a pattern? Okay? That's what Ramban says. Okay, Ramban says Beferish in Mechames that by Shua is a Shem we say Mitarich. Alright? So it's a Shem in Ramban. If Vol quotes Ramban, that's no Mitarich by Shua is a Shem. Ban Mechama says there is. Hakapanim, it might have to do with everything we're just talking about now. Because if we say in the Ramban, that by, you know, when the Ramban is Mechal between Gilgul, yeah? By Gilgul between Tanis Bar and Tanis Shama, and we're saying the Shaila is whether it's a Chiyuv Shvua or not. Right? Whether that's only by Gilgul, or the Megaris extends it even to the Iker Shvua, the Nafkamina will be whether or not Matayach applies to Shvua Sashayim. Now that everyone's totally confused, now we can move on. Okay. Right, the Tyson. Yeah. He's waiting the whole time, yeah.
Well, he's Mahagazin Bari Shema, right? He's right, it's from last week's mission where it's Yahuwaku. Right? He says, because it's a Gilgul, it must be because it's a Gilgul, but Mahma Shema, the
Right. Say it, but then he himself takes it further. That happens to be the case. That's not a riot that it's only there. We start off with that. There's a chiluk by Gilbo. But then Mukherjee goes on to say it in Baker. It's not Muchach. He doesn't say it only by Gilbo. Yes, we had a sword to say it's only by Gilbo, but it could be it's even by. That they went by through that. Mukherjee went by through that. Okay. Back to Tysus. Huh? Right here. I think I need a vacation. Okay. Don't say I had one in America. No, I didn't have a vacation in America. Okay. Spend more time traveling than I was there, so don't give me that vacation. Okay.
Watching movies on the plane.
What?
Phase out of us on the plane.
I was working on Nachas Michael above on the plane. Trying to anyway, whatever. Okay. What?
Not saying it again.
At least he's learning. We're making some headway over here. Okay. Weiter. Because the kasha. It would have been 116. I wouldn't be able to stop Tyson, but it's only 110 if you stop Tyson. Okay, Teza just said. Teza just said that this that was mechadish. First, look back in Teza's. This that Teza, this was mechadish in the parish of Saita. That even on a Shema, it's shayach Gilgal, and therefore even on a Shema it's shayach Gilgal, and therefore Teza had the kasha that. In the Mitzyasa, the Seifa should have to swear, and the Seifa as well. There's Gilgal. Sanitaries wanted to say no. Gilgal is only when there's a good reason to suspect foul play. By Seifa, by Shoyin Shaimrim, there's a good reason to think that something's fishy over here. Then we say, even though it's Tanya Shema, still we say Gil. Hashem came over here, and no reason to suspect the Nitva. The Shur Meis, we have absolutely no clue. No indication. So therefore, maybe there's no Shur, there's no Gilgal on. There's no Gilgal on Hashem. And therefore, all the kashas are answered. Right? All the kashas. No, except the first one.
Saita is a Shema. The first thing of Saita is a Shema. Remember,
what?
Saita. The first. The Saita is a Shema.
I'm aware of that.
There's Gilgal on it.
What is it? So?
Hakatesha says there's no Gilgal on a Shema.
So you missed you missed the boat.
Yes, I did.
Tais explained. By Saita, there's a Glayim with double. That's the point Tais is making. Saita is a Glayim Adav. We have reason to suspect that she's lying. So therefore, even on Shema, there's Gilgal. But and who are then by Shutfin. But not in our case when the whole Shaila is whether Shul Mesa is Chura Mesa.
The Glayim Adav turns it into a Bari?
He doesn't quite say that. Okay? Grada, the Lush of the Ravid, is Mashma like that. Lashon the Ravid, yeah? He says, he's talking about Gabi Shvoz HaShemrim, we gave the Tais and the Beis. He says, the Pesazan Nusuch, yeah? He says, Figur Chayvaz Tais Shvoz, you say maybe, you know, he could say whatever he wants. Yeah? A Torah also like a Bari. But a Tais doesn't say that necessarily. I don't know if you need that. There's a Glayim Adav. If we've been a Shema, we're going to make it. Since we have a reason to think maybe it's a foul play. See, even the Tanya Shema is enough. I don't know if you need that. It should probably be like a Bari. Tanya Shema is enough because there's other information going on in it. That was Taisus is chalish. For Taisus, in Taimar, Taimus Vadai, you know what you're going to do, if you don't know what you're going to do, Haray, this Taisus is Mechadish, the chalik between whether it's Rabbi and Dover now, it's only Rabbi Shem. We got by Bari, Taisus Bari, his Gilgush Shvua, even when there's no reason to believe it. We're not, there's a parish of Gilgul Shvua by all Shvuas, all cases. Not only the case when there's a Reglayim with Dover, but if the whole market is Satan, if it is a Reglayim with Dover, what gives you, when you have the license to extend it to a case where there's no Reglayim with Dover? Maybe only if there is a Gilgul Shvua. But when there's no Reglayim with Dover, maybe not. The case is, originally, you might want to learn now. Gul b'shvum mekal b'chayim in the site. There's the tav beit echad. It still is gul b'shvum kosh k'mamun. Then the Gemara says, "No, ashkan v'adai sof minol pirish." I've got the site from the galgun al sofik. Zeh b'shvum k'shigam ikar shvum ba'al tain the sofik. What was the Gemara's pirch on the kal b'chayim? That over there. Ashkan Bade Safik Minalon, because this that it helps a Gilgal, but in by a Safik, only by Saita, because the Gilgal is of the same nature as the original Shfuah. You know, the Gilgal key was an extension of the original Shfuah. And therefore, if the original Shfuah is a tiny Safik, so Melik Megalik was Safik also. The Habakain Eker. The normal case of Gilgul Shvuah by Mammon is a case of Avadai. Right? Most cases of Shvuah is Avadai. Shvuah Zerecha, Shvuah Mikta, is a tiny Zvadai. So Meila, that's Gemara's question. If it's just from the Kal V'chaymer, from Saita, there's a Perch on the Kal V'chaymer. Mal is Saita, where the original Shvuah is a suffix, Shama. So therefore, the Gilgul could also be a Shama. Hashem came by Mammon. I know Mammon, where the original Shvua is a Vadai. So maybe it could be the Gilgul also has to be a Vadai. And that the Gemara answers. Tanya Rishmal, Nemer Shvua B'chutz, Nemer Shvua B'fnim. Now we have a what? We have a Gezer Shava, not a Kal V'chaymer. The Shvua Saita and the Shvua of regular Shvua, Achutz, the Shvua of Gzer Shal, Shvua. Hashem is Chinitzu Kal V'chaim. Now we fall to the Kal V'chaim. El Gzer Shal, the Shvua, Shvua Yofina, the Kula Milsa. So once it's Gzer Shava, then you don't have Pirchins. Once it's Gzer Shava, then you just have to be Medamit. You just have to be Medamit, Mela. Actually, I'm feeling the Megal gonna fill a tiny suffix, my besaita. I've got the mama, and we have a cane, Iker Shvuah. So, Mela, if it's a Gzer Shava, there's no perch on Gzer Shava. So, what do you tell me? That you can't, the Malasaita, that the original Shvuah is a suffix. It's not a perch for Gzer Shava. So, Mela, we're gonna have Besaita. Just like by Saita Yichayev, so too by Mammon, even though there's a difference, even by Mammon, the original Shvuah is a Vadai. Yafirinami, the Megal Gontain is Vadai, Afil Bedovar, Shein Eidaimu. Kim Nama Kain Iker, Kimai Besait, the Megal Gontain Iker. Hittites has a nice little twist over here. That, again, what was the Kashmir trying to answer? Hagil and Afm Sait, I over there is a Glayim of Dover. Maybe only the only one of the day can be Galgal. So Taisvah is, no. Since it's a Gezer Shava, so now, Amidama Elma, it has to be the same type of thing. So I can learn out, at least when the Gilgal is on the same page with the original Shvuah, like by Mammon, even though it's not real good language. So I can learn out Shema when it is a Glayim Udavar from Saita. I can learn out Shema is a Glayim Udavar from Saita. Even though it's not Daima. I can learn out that when it's not Daima, that when there's no Svara, as long as it's Daima. When even though it's not a Glayim Udavar, but as long as it's, you know, as long as it's in that sense, it's Daima to Saita. That the Shema, the Shvuas HaGilgal, is on the same page with the original Shvua, even though it's not Daima to Saita completely, but as far as the Gzeirah Shavah is concerned, that's enough. So since it's a Gzeirah Shavah, not a Kal V'Chaymer, two things come out. Aleph, I can learn out that when it is a Glayim Adavar, Even if it's not Kendik Shvuah, right? And I can learn out, and when it is Kendik Shvuah, then I can Magalgo like my side.